الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
About the following in the footsteps of Prophet of Islam and the Imams, Imam Khomeini says, the Islamic country should follow the Prophet of Islam and the Imams of Islam just as their conduct was one of the kindness toward the brothers, the people, the Muslims. We too, who are their followers, should behave kindly like them and strive to bring up our children in an Islamic way. If the youth are brought up in an Islamic manner, they will be honest and will not commit acts of betrayal. They will be useful for the country. I hope that God Almighty give you success, health and assistance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Spring of Truth. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi, and we are looking at some point of views made by Al-Imam Al-Khumayni Ridwanullahi alayhi. Imam Khumayni said in one of his speeches, he said, all intellectuals plus westernized people and all the power wielders put together cannot produce the 15th of Khordad, June 5th, uprising. This is a very powerful statement by Imam Al-Khumayni. However, I'm not going to look at that whole phrase. I'm going to look at one word. He said intellectuals and westernized. I want to look at the word westernized. We have so much Muslims around the world. The West, they have realized that gun and a tank and a missile no longer wins a battle. It used to be maybe back in the day, but now it's useless. The more you actually fight people, the more you send bullets and missiles towards them, the stronger they become, the more determined they become. So they said that's a war that we can never win. So let's try another war. Let's try to mess with their minds. Let us try to change their beliefs. Let us change the way they see things.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
So then the media came into play, and then we have this, what we call the soft war, where it is the war on the minds, the war on the intellectuals and the intellect of a person. And you see that the media had done such a good job in terms of evil that it had made so many people completely westernized. They thinking like the westerners, they act like the westerners, they move like the westerners, they eat like them, they dress like them, even their haircuts are like them. That's how much westernized some of the Muslims have become, and some countries of the Muslims have become. And that is a very sad reality to see. This is something that we need to oppose. They come to us under the names of freedom and freedom of choice and a freedom of this and a freedom of that. And they want to deprive us of our Islamic beliefs, our Islamic culture. When in Iran, for example, we stand against these things because we don't want to be westernized. We want to have our faith. We want to have our beliefs. So as a Muslim, wherever you are, make sure, give attention to the fact that you should not become a westernized puppet without realizing it. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.